All right, we are talking about being happy on purpose. And one of the ways we do that is by making a conscious effort to stay connected. You know, part of what we have going on in our society is that we're busy. We are busy, 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 busy. And a lot of times that's not overstated. We really are busy. You think about the time we put in to working at school, some civic responsibilities, time on the job, time at our places of worship, the time we put in running the household. I'm not talking now about having conversation with our loved ones while we're at home. I'm talking about making appointments to scheduling appointments to get this repaired or to have that repaired, making sure that we're taking care of the yard, we're cleaning inside the house, we're cleaning outside the house, scheduling appointments to get the cars maintained, get the cars repaired. I'm talking about that, making sure that we're paying the bills, auto insurance, etc. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about busy at home. We are busy. We have so much going on. Some writers talk about how it would be so much better if we did not have a 40 to 50 hour work week, but maybe closer to 30 hours. And they talk about the benefits that Mexicans have when they, even New Mexicans have, celebrating their siestas, observing their siestas, those extended breaks in France. Fewer working hours per week, and on they go. In America, we're very, very busy. And unfortunately, people are having to work two and three jobs now just to live a decent lifestyle, a decent lifestyle. And so we really are busy. And we're so busy that it's easy to get caught up in our responsibilities and even unintentionally neglect our relationships. But losing touch with good friends is one of the most common end-of-life regrets. You know, we've heard, for example, just as an example, some very, very successful business executives, particularly fathers who have been successful business executives, who have talked about in their retirement years in particular, or even if they're not retired, but they're close to retirement, and they've gotten all the houses, etc. Some of them talk about how they truly regret that they did not spend more time with their family in general, their children in particular. And I do want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, both ladies and gentlemen, because I know both are busy, busy outside the home as well as inside the home. Don't forget about our children. At some point, we may have regrets too. That is such truly growing up with our children. Don't be offended by me saying that. But a lot of parents know we learn so much and we benefit so much by truly connecting with our children. Don't miss that, the beauty of that experience. Make an effort to stay connected to any of the people who make your life brighter. Take the time to call, to write, to see each other in person. You'll really be happier for it. Related to that, invest in quality time with the people you care about. You know, sometimes it means that we need to take some things off our plates. Sometimes we just put too much busy on our plates. Too much busy. I'm using the word busy as a substitute for the word food. Sometimes when it comes to eating, we put too much food on our plates and we eat too much. Sometimes when it comes to busyness, we put too much busy on our plates and we work too much. We really do need to invest in quality time. And the only way to have quality time with people is to have quantity time with people. There really is no such thing as quality time when there is no quantity time when it comes to building relationships. And here's the thing. It's not just the time that we spend with friends and family that matters. It is also how we spend the time. We can be together watching some great TV shows, great movies, but that probably won't bring you closer. People who are in happy relationships talk a lot. And a number of you have heard me say this before, that we build our relationships with words. And it's not the words that come through the TV, although that can be a great thing to do. But that is not, it's not listening to the words of people speaking on the TV, whether it's through TV shows or movies, that helps us build our relationships with the people we're sitting with. It's the words that we share with each other. Those are the words that help us build our relationships with each other. Those words are the words that help us experience a greater happiness. We share with each other what's going on in our lives. We share with each other how we feel. And that helps us build our relationship with each other. So I do want to let you know, I think it is a great idea to occasionally go to the movie. When I say go to the movie, go to the theater. Watch a great movie on the big screen. If you want to, get you some popcorn. You know, do something different. Get out of the house for a while. You may want to go to a concert. Hear some good music. But don't forget to talk with each other. That is job number one. Maybe I shouldn't call it a job. That is experience number one that helps us build our relationships with each other. Talking with each other. Face to face, eye to eye, heart to heart. Now, relationships. And remember now, this is one of the major objectives in helping us experience happiness. And this major objective is all about nurturing and enjoying our relationships. Okay, so that's why we're focusing on relationships now. That's what this one is about. So, offer sincere compliments. That is another step to take in helping us nurture and enjoy our relationships. Offer sincere compliments. Think of things that you admire and appreciate about, especially those people who are most important to you, but about, you know, people in general. Think about what you admire about them. Think about what you appreciate and tell them. Not only will that make the other person happier, it will encourage that person to be an even better friend or partner. And as a practice of gratitude, it'll also make you value the relationship more and feel happier. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Talking about helping people. They won't always receive. They won't always accept your attempts to help them, but at least try. And in the process, though, is think about what you can do. Think about somebody who you have not complimented, someone really important to you, who you have not complimented in a while, and come up with a sincere compliment that you will pay them, let's say in the next 5 days. Back in a few.